Good Tuesday morning, church. It is good to spend this beautiful morning with you. What a wonderful time. It looks like the weather's going to be good for the rest of this week. And it is just good to start this day out together. Today we are in Micah chapter 1 verses 1 through 16, where we're going to begin reading the book of the prophet Micah. He was from a country town in Judah, the southern kingdom, and was convinced that Judah was about to face the same kind of national catastrophe that Amos had predicted for Israel, the northern kingdom. The book is a collection of oracles, and the first chapter begins with a message of doom, and the prophet calls upon the people to listen to the Lord. Again, God's saving word for us this week is justice and peace. So, let's begin. During the time of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah were kings of Judah, the Lord gave this message to Micah, who was from the town of Moresheth. The Lord revealed to Micah all these things about Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear this, all you nations. Listen to this, all who live on earth. The sovereign Lord will testify against you. Listen, he speaks from his heavenly temple. The Lord is coming from his holy place. He will come down and walk on the tops of the mountains. Then the mountains will melt under him like wax in a fire. They will pour down into the valleys like water pouring down a hill. All this will happen because the people of Israel have sinned and rebelled against God. Who is to blame for Israel's rebellion? Samaria, the capital city itself? Who is guilty of idolatry in Judah? Jerusalem itself? So the Lord says, I will make Samaria a pile of ruins in the open country, a place for planting grapevines. I will pour the rubble of the city down into the valley and will lay bare the city's foundations. All its precious idols will be smashed to pieces. Everything given to its temple prostitutes will be destroyed by fire, and all its images will become a desolate heap. Samaria acquired these things in its fertility rites, and now her enemies will carry them off for temple prostitutes elsewhere. Then Micah said, because of this, I will mourn and lament. To show my sorrow, I will walk around barefoot and naked. I will howl like a jackal and wail like an ostrich. Samaria's wounds cannot be healed, and Judah is about to suffer in the same way. Destruction has reached the gates of Jerusalem itself, where my people live. Don't let your enemies in Gath or about our defeat. Don't tell them, don't let them see you weeping. The people of Beth-Leafra show your despair by rolling in the dust. You people of Shaphar, go into exile, naked and ashamed. Those who live in Zanan, do not dare to come out of their city. When you hear the people of Beth-Ezel mourn, you will know that there is no refuge there. The people of Meroth anxiously wait for relief, because the Lord has brought disaster close to Jerusalem. You that live in Lachish, hitch the horses to the chariots. You imitated the sins of Israel, and so caused Jerusalem to sin. And now, people of Judah, say goodbye to the town of Moresheth Gath. The kings of Israel will get no help from the town of Achzib. The people of Marshah, the Lord will hand you over to an enemy who is going to capture your town. The leaders of Israel will go and hide in the cave at Adullam. The people of Judah, cut off your hair in mourning for the children you love. Make yourself as bald as vultures, because your children will be taken away from you into exile. And today's key verse is Micah 1:3. The Lord is coming from his holy place. He will come down and walk on the tops of the mountains. You know, the people of Israel in both the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, they have turned from God. They have abandoned the temple. They have set up temples to false gods and even to fertility gods, because I guess in the flesh that's the most fun way to worship God is through immorality. And now the time has come for God to fulfill his promise that he made when he told them, this will be your punishment should you ever turn from me and chase after other gods. I think this is a warning for us too, because Israel was God's beloved, and so were we. And Israel and Judah were punished because they turned from God. This should be a warning to us, if we are wise, to always be faithful and true in our dedication and love to our God. Let's pray. Lord God, from your heavenly temple, you see everything we do. You know my faults and my shortcomings. Order my steps this day so that what I do is pleasing in your sight. In your holy name I pray, amen. Well, Tuesday has come and gone, Tuesday morning that is. Join me tomorrow as we will continue in our study of Micah. We'll be in Micah chapter 2, where Micah continues to deliver God's message of judgment. Until then, God bless you is my prayer.